Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Watlington Show. What's going on, everybody? I'm your host, Brandon Watlington. It is Wednesday hump day, May 27th, 2015. It's a beautiful day, blessed day where I'm at, and hopefully it's a beautiful and blessed one where you guys are as well. We're live right now on the air. Hit us up at blogtalkradio.com/Brandon Watlington, okay? We have a great show for you guys lined up today. Super excited. We have none other than the man himself, Tank, will be on the show today. He'll be coming on in about 5 minutes. We're going to talk a little bit about his latest LP, or EP, I should say, If You Were Mine. Also, he is going to be on TV One called Born Again Virgin. And I love the title of the show already. I got to ask how they came up with that concept, a Born Again Virgin, and ask about that. But just like I said, just really get a chance to understand what he's got going on. Also, we'll have your motivation for the day, or for the week, I should say, motivation for the week at the end of the show. So make sure you guys stay tuned, because we have live on air an interview with singer, actor, songwriter, Tank, here on the Brandon Watlington Show. Also, if you guys want to connect with me online, hit me up at facebook.com/Watlington Show, Instagram and twitter.com. We're going to be at BJW, that's BEEJAYDOUBLE in the letter U. And if you want to hit us up, ask a question, if you have a request that you want to make, or suggestions, hit us up at WatlingtonShow@gmail.com. That's WATLINGTON. All right, before we get started with anything else, let me just go ahead and everybody's talking about the Cavs. And big ups to the Cavs for getting to the NBA Finals. But let me just big up the Atlanta Hawks real quick. As a Knicks fan, I'm loyal to the Knicks, but obviously living in Atlanta, it's kind of hard not to want to see the Hawks do good. And I just want to give a real big shout out, man. You know, they had a heck of a season. Granted, you know, definitely didn't show up during the conference finals. I mean, it's LeBron James you're going against, and you know it's gonna be kind of hard to beat any team with someone named LeBron James on there. But the Hawks had an incredible season. They have nothing to be ashamed of. They've gone further into the playoffs than they have with any other team in the history of the Hawks being in the city of Atlanta. So big ups to them. I've seen a lot of people in Atlanta really ripping the team because they feel like they said I told you guys they weren't going to do anything. Here's what I found out, man. Seriously, those type of fans really are the reason why there are no real sports fans, professional sports fans in Atlanta. Everybody supports our team. Everybody from different areas. And so they already come with teams. But it's the fickleness. I think, you know, whether or not you have, you know, teams from different areas, I think at the same time, you can be loyal to them, but at the same time, wherever you are at, show support. Just say, hey, listen, you know, want to see them do well, big ups. I really don't see anything. They really shouldn't have their hands down for anything, really. I think that they did an incredible job this year. And we'll see what happens next year. But, of course, when it's all said and done, it's the next thing. I want to see the team do well, even though we got the number 4 pick. So we got to do something about that next year, Phil Jackson, all right? Definitely got to do something about that. And also, want to definitely send out prayers and condolences to everybody out there in Houston as well, who's been suffering with the flooding. I believe last time I heard that there has been 8 deaths so far out there in the Houston, Texas area. And I really just want to send out my condolences to everybody out there who's been affected by it or know someone that's been affected by it. Definitely an unfortunate situation that you do not want to see happen anywhere. So I know I'm praying for them. Hopefully you guys will be praying for them as well. Again, like I said, less than a minute from now, we're going to have Tank live here on the Brandon Watlington Show talking about his new EP, If You Were Mine, as well as the new TV One show, Born Again Virgin. Just, you know, chop it up, see what's new in his world, man. You know, I got to admit, you know, I'm excited. It's an honor and privilege just to say, you know, we're going to have a chance to speak with a real musician. We've had a lot of different artists, Grammy-nominated artists come on the show, but not as many, I can say, that are as well-respected as his brother that we have coming on. You know, what else can you say about him, you know? So, without further ado, we have Mr. I Deserve, Mr. Please Don't Go, Mr. I Can't Make You Love Me, Mr. You're My Star, Mr. If You Were Mine, we have Tank live here on the Brandon Wallington Show. What's going on, man? Tank, brother, you there? BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Wallington Show. We're live on the air right now. We're going to get Tank coming on in a minute. Looks like we're getting, like we got a little technical difficulty with the audio coming up right now. But while we're getting that set up, let's go ahead and get with one of his latest tracks off of Stay With Me, which is a cover of the Sam Smith song. This is Stay With Me here live on the Brandon Wallington Show.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go as planned. I don't want you to leave, can you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? You're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. Darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? Oh, it's not a good look and some self-control.
This is the Brandon Wallington Show. That was Tank. Well, Stay With Me off of his If You Were My EP. Let's go ahead and get my man on board. Tank, you on. Well, I'll talk radio. Tank. Hey, we're live on air. Blog Talk Radio. This is Brandon. Hey, Tank.
One second.
I said right now, hey, we're live on air right now. This is the Brandon Wallington Show. Make sure that you're checking us out. blogtalkradio.com/Brandon Wallington, WACLINGTON. As well as make sure that you guys check out our new YouTube page. Actually, we launched on Monday on Memorial Day that we're going to be updating every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Just type in Brandon Wallington Presents, and you'll actually be able to check out the channel. We're going to have lots of entertainment, lots of insight, a lot of motivation for you guys as well. So make sure that you guys stay tuned. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're going to have something up. As well as later on in the summer, we're going to feature our late-night talk show, The Never Late Show, as well. So make sure that you guys stay tuned in as well. Right now, we are getting set. We have Tank coming on momentarily on the Brandon Wallington Show. We're going to be talking about his latest EP, If You Were Mine, as well as his latest TV show that he's on, TV One's Born Again Virgin. So we're going to give him a couple of seconds here. Everything's set, and we'll have it set. All right, we live on. And we want to thank the Murdoch Group for getting all set up. And my team and their team have been working together to make sure we get this together. So let's make sure we have them live on the air right now. Okay, let's see. Are you there? Okay, looks like we're having some issues going on, maybe with as far as audio wise is concerned. We're getting that taken care of for you guys momentarily. Like I said, this is live radio, so anything can happen. But hey, we gotta keep the party moving, you know. So like I said, momentarily we'll make sure we get Tate back on the line, and we'll get everything taken care of from that perspective. Let's go ahead and get everything on board right now. Okay, we got Tate on. Okay, let's go ahead and roll. All right, Tate, brother, you there? Hello. Live on the air right now. This is the Brandon Wallington Show. Let's see, we got Tank. All right, still have some audio issues right now. Okay, we're still working on that, guys. Still working on that. All right, let's see. We get one more shot. All right, Brandon Wallington Show. Hey. See, you guys get any feedback over there?
Hi, yes. Been blowing him up. This is Janae. I'm part of his publicist crew. I'm giving him a second. I had him. I don't know if he's in a bad reception area or not. And then, hello?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think he's in a bad area because I had him on the line and it disconnected somehow. So, blowing him up, trying to get him back on.
Okay, not a problem. Hey, why we're getting back on? We're going to go ahead and play that latest track from him, Stay With Me, from his If You Were Mine LP. So we'll make sure to get back with you in a second. All right, live here on the Brandon Wallington Show. Once again, we're going to play this again for you guys. This is Tank with Stay With Me here on the Brandon Wallington Show.
All I need. This is why am I so emotional? Oh, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt.
BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Break of Wanted Show. That once again was Tank with Stay With Me off of this EP, If You Were Mine, which is available right now for download right now. Let's go ahead and get everybody on board. Okay. All right. Break of Wanted Show, are you there? Hey, we're live on the air. Break of Wanted. Blog Talk Radio, Brandon Wallington Show. Hey, we got Tank. We got Tank on. Hey, it looks like they were, like, we're starting some issues with the looks like reception apparently on their side, because we have them on. We have them on the phone right now. We're having some issues. Hey, we know we're going to make it happen either way. This is, like I said, this is live radio. Things like this do happen. So, hey, we make the best of those situations as we go along. Like I said, we'll try momentarily again to see if we can get Tank on board. Like I said, it may take a minute, but like I said, you gotta make sure that you can stick and move. I say it gives me a rush when we go up and down trying to get shows together. Anyway, while we're getting that together, I want to talk to you guys real quick. As far as the motivation for your week, okay, understanding, and if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know I do, I have a weekly tip of the day that I do for all my listeners, and for all my followers, I should say. So this is the motivation for the week for all of my listeners, who I've been blessed to have listened to the show for over 3 years, from listeners from all the way from, you know, down in Florida, up in New York, Detroit, Jersey, all the way out in London, you know, Canada. So we, you know, we're worldwide when it comes to this, to, you know, to the radio show. And I really want to talk to you guys about the power of happiness is the choice of happiness. Happiness is just not emotion, but it's actually a choice that people have. And circumstances or situations or other people should not dictate your happiness. They can alter it potentially, but it depends on how you, that you want to receive it, okay? And I say this because I run into so many people, especially people that I deal with as far as I mentor, and they say, you know, such and such and such has happened. They want to do this, but then other things come in their way, and then it makes them so upset themselves, and then they don't want to do anything. It changes their whole entire vibe. What I want to say to you is that I understand life is 90% what happens is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it. It's all about choice. Choose your reactions, because your reactions make all the difference in the world as far as what's going to happen here on out, because every single choice that you make somehow has an important effect on the way that your life goes in some way, form, or fashion. It may seem like a small decision, but it's a big decision because those little things add up over time. I look at a situation where, for me, you know, I was in a situation years back where, hey, I was, you know, definitely out of work, had no money, lost my car, had to take care of not only myself, but four other people in the household, and it was really me being adversity really introducing itself to me and really me having to learn how to be a man. And one thing I said I would always do, no matter what the situation was, I was to be happy because I knew what I needed to have was my sanity and my life. And that's something I really had to understand. But also, not only that, but I had to choose to make my future happen the way I wanted it to. It wasn't just going to happen just by chance. I actually had to make a choice. It's about fitness, the mental fitness of yourself, as well as the emotional fitness of yourself. Just like, you know, when you work out, you want to be swole. You want to get muscles, okay? This doesn't happen because you asked for it. It happens because you work on it. You work on your mental capacity. You work on your brain. You work on how you control your emotions. So those are things I want you to understand here when I'm speaking to you guys. Understand your emotions are there, but at the same time, though, do not let your emotions control you. Your self-esteem is called self-esteem because it is esteem of self. Don't let other people have control over how you look at yourself or how you look at your life or your situations, because you are the main person, the only person who can actually make a drastic difference in it, okay? Situations can happen, events can happen that can definitely alter your situation, but how you respond to it shows whether or not you're a comeback kid or whether you're a knockdown guy, okay? The moment life is a fight for territory, the moment that you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will start happening. So I said from early on, my early 20s, I said from here on out, I refuse to be beaten down. I choose to create what I want because God's given me the ability to do it, so I'm going to make it happen no matter what. And I want to make sure that I don't say that to impress you, but to impress upon you to do those things, okay? Understand, challenge your mind, get yourself in a mental mind and read something positive every day, 5 minutes or 15 minutes, however it works. Do something to get your mind right, because if you just clutter with junk and nonsense, it's not going to do you any good. It's not going to do you any good because it goes throughout your entire day. So I want to make sure that, like I said, I press that upon you guys and leave that with you all. Okay, let's go. So, once again, one thing you guys to check us out. Also, if you guys have any events, like I said, if you're looking for a speaker for any of your events or hosting for an event or ceremony or conference that you're having, you're looking for a host, or if you're looking for a speaker for your conference or whatever it may be, definitely reach out to us. Reach out to me at watlingtonbooking@gmail.com. Once again, it's watlingtonbooking@gmail.com. All right, let's go ahead and try this again. Let's go ahead and see. Do we have Tank on air with us right now? Let's see. Let's get this rolling. Hey, we're live on air. Ray the Wellington Show. Who's on? Well, guys, it looks like we lost Tank for today. And we definitely do apologize for that because obviously we promoted and said that we would have him on. It looks like there's been some technical difficulties, mainly as far as with the reception is concerned. So we'll make sure that we'll reconvene. We'll make something else happen. But definitely want to thank you guys for being a part of the show and for tuning in and for listening. Thanks to all the thousands of listeners that we have tuning in. I think last time I checked, I think we had about 23,000 checking us out. So that's a blessing to have to come on the show. Also, hey, listen, YouTube, okay? Like I said, we launched our YouTube channel this past Monday, this Monday that just passed. Make sure that you guys tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So tonight at 12, actually at midnight tonight, we're actually going to make sure we launch that we're going to put up a new video, because we're talking about everything from understanding the mind frame, as far as motivation, as far as we're talking about fashion, we're talking about social events, we're going to have a little bit of entertainment as well. So we're going to make that happen for you guys. Okay, we're going to give us one more shot. Okay. Hey, we're live in the air. Brandon Wallington Show, who's on?
Hey, Brandon. We have Tink.
All right. Hey, Brandon Wallington Show. Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, buddy? How's everything?
Man, shoot. I can't complain, man. I'm still breathing, so that's always a positive sign, man. What about you?
Man, the same oxygen. I think I'm using the same oxygen you're using, so we're in a good spot.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, well, listen, I want to thank you. Thank you for persevering and for making it onto the show. We definitely do appreciate it. We got about 3.5 minutes here. But real quick, man, you have this new EP, If You Were Mine. Tell me how this came about, because I love the concept of just you and the piano really stripped down. How did this come about?
Well, my manager thought it would be, you know, a cool idea to cover some cool, you know, some very cool R&B, pop R&B records, you know, because I think that, you know, in the space we're kind of in, like, it's kind of tough for us to get, you know, get our real creativity on, you know what I mean, in the urban market. So, you know, we wanted to do something with no pressure involved and let the fans know, hey, man, you know, we still got some good vocals, we still got some good musicianship, and we still got a lot of cool things to offer. And we want to package it up with some songs that you already know and love, you know what I mean? Some songs that are just amazing, that I wish I wrote, that I wish I would have sang, and, you know, and I just kind of put my spin on it. So If You Were Mine was kind of my take on, you know, if those were my records, like, this is how I would deliver that.
Awesome. Now, there is one track that is an original track from what I know, which is obviously the title, If You Were Mine. Now tell me how that piece came about.
I was just sitting at my piano, and I was like, how do I make these words come to life? Because we had the title, you know, for the EP called If You Were Mine, and I was like, I just want to bring it to life. And so I just sat at the piano, and, you know, I just went where it led me, and that's what it ended up being. So, you know, when it feels right, it's right, and that came across the right way.
Gotcha. And this next question I have, I think I already know the answer to it, but I'm going to ask it anyway, because, you know, you want something that was more authentic. But a couple of weeks ago, we had Music Soul Child here on the show, and he was explaining really about, you know, from his perspective, you know, you have to go where the music is going, which obviously is right now is very hip-hop oriented. More trap music oriented. Do you feel like that is something that is needed from R&B artists to in order to stay in the public light, to go where the music's going, or to create what feels good?
Well, I mean, you have to understand, you know, where you are. You have to continue to understand the playing field and the evolution of that playing field. It's the only way you're going to be able to compete at a high level, you know what I mean? I mean, you can stick to your guns and do what you feel and just kind of go with, you know, what you love. But at the same time, you have to understand that even what you love has evolved, you know what I mean? And so you have to be able to creatively be able to compete in a space where a certain type of music is dominant or a certain type of melody or lyric is dominant, but also be able to intertwine who you are into that and not get so lost in that new creation. You know, the thing about me and my music is that my music is always about a woman, whether it be losing her, trying to keep her, you know, maybe trying to sexually entice her, you know what I mean? Like, my music
right.
stays consistent, whether it's on a trap beat or whether it's on just piano. You know, that's the consistency.
And you know what, and I love that. And I love that, because, you know, we got 5 seconds left. I'm sorry, we got to cut it. But listen, Tank, thank you so much for coming on, man. God bless, okay?
All right, brother.